This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here is Scott, Chris and Maya's Friday podcast includes more of you being fired. Also, Maya may now also be a crim like myself. And am I the flakiest Radio 1 DJ? Can't believe it's come round to Friday again. This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. And here are my Huns, Maya Jammer and Chris Stark.
All right.
Hey. Hello.
Right, okay, coming up, I've got my tune of the week, which is Alice Merton. Chris, I got no roots.
I got no roots.
Also, Kendrick Lamar and SZA in this half hour. And this is the Magic Gang getting along on Radio 1.
I can contemplate, but still I won't remember.
Scott Mills.
Another busy week this week. Chris's friend Fernando paid a visit and he was sent a video by one of his mates of Lionel Messi, the footballer. But then the video switched to something else. If you were playing it on your phone though, how come it was coming from the kitchen?
Well, Scott, what had happened is I'd connected my phone to the Bluetooth speaker downstairs, forgot what I was doing, and suddenly loud, inappropriate noises were coming from the speaker downstairs.
And what you thought was an innocent football video.
Well, I just thought it was an innocent video of Lionel Messi. But it's one of those ones you send your mates where it cuts to...
Yeah, I've seen those.
Halfway through.
Oh, my gosh.
You can get picture ones as well.
You can get picture ones as well. Yeah, you think you're looking at... Well, it says breaking news in the middle of it often. You click on it and it's a very different picture.
Something shocking.
Have you been fooled by one of those?
I've been fooled many times. On the bus, actually, once. Opened a thing. Really loud and you look like a creep.
It. One.
Also, Anne-Marie was on the One Show this week. We managed to gatecrash her performance with a photo of me and Chris. Did you see this, Maya?
I saw it. You guys looked fantastic.
Thank you.
Very pretty.
She had loads of photos of her mates on set and we were like, yeah, just sneak one of us in. Also, we told her about this thing called Kids Bop, which are kid-friendly versions of popular tracks. Never heard of it?
Never.
Neither has she.
I'm not you. Yeah, you. I'm not your number one.
Oh, it's cute.
Oh, wait, what's that second line? That second line is different.
Is it?
Yes, they go, as you once, as you twice now. They don't say there's lipstick on your collar.
Oh, hang
yeah,
on.
Yes, they will have changed it.
Yeah, hang on.
Ask you once, ask you twice now. When I'm about to holler.
You say while I'm about to holler?
Yeah.
Nice.
You changed loads of them.
There's such a cute little voice that goes, well, I'm about to holler.
Actual kids sing them. You need to hear the Drake one. We'll play it to you later.
Oh, my gosh.
Why?
Then Keith Lemon came in to play the Naked Game. Have you been on Celeb Juice?
No, but I really want to.
Have you met Keith?
I have. Love him.
So three callers on the line. They all say they're naked. Only one of them is telling the truth. So Keith asked the questions to try and work out who was who.
Do you use your knees in a forward roll? Do
you... You have to get on them, don't you, to start?
Oh, not if you do a proper one, like an Olympic one, you go straight on your head.
Straight over.
Only if you're doing one like you would do at school. That's not called a forward roll, it's called a tipple over.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, so that was this week. Let's do Friday show. Kendrick and Caesar, all the stars. It's Scott on BBC Radio 1. Chris and Maya here. Do you want to hear the Kids Bop version of Drake?
Oh my gosh, yes,
this
please.
This is awesome, by the way. I also think Dua Lipa, New Rules is particularly good as well. But yeah. Drake is something special.
Okay, so obviously they have to change the words to make them kid-friendly. You can play all these at kids' parties. And...
Baby,
this is the original.
Yeah.
Not suitable for a children's party.
Grips on your ways, front way,
yeah,
back
no.
way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away, even when I'm away. O-T, O-T, there's never much love when we go O-T. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray, that's why I need a one.
What's in your hand?
Got a Hennessy in my hand.
Kids can't do that.
One can't do that,
no.
All the gripping.
Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Can't play that to kids, but you can play this version.
Baby, I like your style.
Good vocals.
Yeah. Here we go.
Dance face to face. This way, that way. You know that I don't play.
Street's not great.
It's not great.
Street's not great.
No.
Even when I'm away.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
It's never much.
much love and you don't know.
OT's off.
I pray. No way. Why is that?
I pray, I pray. That's why I need a one.
What's in your hand?
Cute.
I'll dance for I go. By your power's taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Couple of your hands is on my hand.
It is good. I'd love Drake to hear it.
He'd love it.
Do you think?
He's the type that would love it. Probably appear in the music video.
Do you reckon? I would have thought it'd go the other way.
No, he's a sweet guy.
I don't understand why they're not getting permission here.
One BBC Radio One.
Surely you have to ask Drake before you do that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, but what? Like, what's wrong with OT as well? It's just out of town.
I like digging holes and hiding things inside them. When I grow old, I hope I won't forget to find them. Cause I've got memories and travel like in the night.
BBC
Radio
1.
Scott Mills.
I've got no.
That is Alice Merton. It's been number one in Germany and France, but then haven't we all?
You can't say that.
Have you not?
No.
I reckon, right, here's the thing. If we all got together and did like a song, I reckon we could easily get like a number one in, like, let's say Lithuania.
That's how our meetings kind of happen. This is the kind of bold claim that comes out.
I think we could.
Without any kind of substance whatsoever.
Well, I can speak a bit of Swedish, so maybe we could aim for Sweden and I'll add a little verse.
Oh, tack.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, tack så mycket.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Jag kan prata lite svensk. Mm-hmm. Means I can speak a bit of Swedish.
I enjoy that in Sweden, tack is thank you, and then tack is thank you very much.
Is it?
Scott Mills.
This is what it feels like.
Armin van Buuren. Here's the thing, Chris. We could add someone, listener's name onto this one. We've been doing this week, Maya, where we, you know, there's so many artists on songs now.
Mm.
So we just add listeners' names in.
Oh, why not?
So that was Armin van Buuren, Trevor Guthrie, and also Laura Smith with This Is What It Feels Like on BBC Radio 1. If you want us to add your name in songs today, let us know, by the way, because there's so many artists. Three-way bangers coming up. And also, Maya, I'm going to tell you how I went to bed last night, a criminal.
BBC. What?
Radio 1. It's going to be a heavy night. Scott Mills. One.
On Radio 1 social media and our personal social media at the moment, we've attempted, what is this, photo number 5 now?
Number
all together.
Five.
And it's a good one. I think it's the best yet.
Strong.
We're in the Radio 1 boardroom, busily preparing for today's show. What a trio.
Really not preparing for our show. They're just taking cringe photos.
It does look really old school.
Grab a few and a few grand.
Scott Mills.
Maya, I was racked with guilt yesterday, concerned that I'm heading down a dark path of crime. Because there's a cafe that I go to, which I do use a lot, and I do buy quite a lot of stuff from there. But yesterday, I didn't buy anything. But I did realise that I need a knife and fork for my lunch, so I popped in there and just took them, and then I went.
Yeah, that's fine. It's not that bad.
Well, you say that. Police officers and barristers were calling in saying it is absolutely not allowed, it is theft, weren't they?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's kind of one of those situations, a bit like going into the toilet in a pub, even if you're not actually buying a drink.
Oh, yeah,
so
I do.
Where's
that all
the line?
Time.
Well, so do I, but they hate it, some of them.
Yeah, well, it depends how you greet them. Because if you come, hey, you're all right. Oh, just, sorry to bother you. Can I just have a quick wee?
No, I go in, pretend to look for a friend. That's
oh,
not
you
there.
Do the full.
So I look around and I'm like, where are you?
Yeah.
Where are
but
you?
Really, but really, like, toilet. Over the top. Like,
yeah.
Hmm.
So and then I take my phone out, pretend
John?
It's like, you're right, mate, where are you sat? And then go into the toilet.
Oh, my gosh, that's a lot of effort. Usually when I go to those pubs to go wee, I'm desperate, so I haven't got time for that. I just run in.
Yeah. Public house, though.
No, like I said, it's a public house, so that technically is my house.
Yeah.
Let me wee in it.
Right. But though some of them don't like it. But yeah, petty crime from me there yesterday.
Little one.
I can imagine you've done the same.
Yeah, I've done a few of those.
Or worse.
Yeah, it depends on the scale. So I, back in the day when I didn't have a lot of money at all, I used to love going out and wearing cute outfits, but just couldn't afford them. So I'd go and buy my outfit, wear it, but I wouldn't just wear it. I'd make sure they were like sweat-proofed, put the face wipes, you know, the cotton wool kind of ones underneath the armpits to avoid the patch. Go out, have a full lovely night out without perfume though to avoid the stench.
Are the tags still on?
Tag on, definitely.
Well, how are you hiding those?
Tuck it in, mate. And then I'd return it.
The next day?
Pretty much.
But then I don't see much of a difference between that and just trying it on in the changing room. Except what you've done
thing.
Is you've tried it on somewhere else.
Yeah, but you've had a night out in it.
Tried it on, got a good response from the friends, got a good pick out of it,
and then
brought it back. I did that quite often, to be fair. I don't think I had any clothes in my wardrobe.
That is, there is a term for that. It's called wardrobing.
Yeah, I'm sorry for it, but
wardrobing.
Yeah, that's what it's called. When you literally wear it, on a night out and then take it back with tags still attached.
Well, that roll neck that I wore recently.
No, you did not.
Oh my gosh, you've done it.
No, I think I said about this at the time. I bought it that morning because pink was on and I thought it would impress her to wear something different. This mannequin had a roll neck on, so yeah. I thought, oh, go
in
for
the
that.
Shop.
Because yeah. You look quite mannequin-y.
Bought the roll neck, wore it. It got absolutely slated. So I took it back to the shop that afternoon.
Really?
I just explained the situation. I was like, I bought this. Everyone thinks it looks ridiculous. And they took it back.
Well, yeah, that's fair enough, though, isn't it?
At least
bad reviews.
Yeah, I didn't say pink had touched it.
Oh, price would have went up.
I think yours is fine, Chris. I'm not sure yours is legal.
Oh, well, I worked in retail for many years, so I think I've made up for it.
Scott Mills.
So Maya's just revealed to the whole nation that she may, in the past...
May or may not have.
Have got a dress and then wore it out, didn't wear any perfume, and put stuff on to make sure there's no sweat patches or anything.
Yep.
And then wore it on a night out and then maybe returned it, which is called wardrobing. I thought this might happen. Look who's called up. Hello, Judge Rinda.
Hello, dear. How are you?
I'm all right, dear.
Ms. Gemma, why would you go on, national radio and it could be construed as a crime?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not too sure.
Also, do you really think some of those things you were talking about, it's like overhearing, eavesdropping on a conversation that people have about the law amongst idiots, not you, Ms. Gemma.
Oh.
But, Chris, do you really think that going to do a wee in a pub is illegal?
Well, you tell me you're the law guy.
Do you think that though?
Well, no, I think it should be okay to go into any pub you want, because public house. But if you're not buying a drink, are you not stealing their toilet paper?
No, there's no dishonesty. What about Scott snicking the knife and fork? It's just good manners. He wasn't dishonest either.
Oh.
And actually, I think Maya Jammer, who I've had to look up. I'm so sorry. I thought I want you to marry Stormzy as well, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad I got
you.
Is that
the latest article, okay. Is it?
Probably the first
one
that came
up.
What
he's found there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't know who any of those people are, but I definitely want you to get married.
Oh, great, great. Fantastic.
So the thing is, what you did was fairly... I mean, it's on the edge. You probably shouldn't go around admitting it.
Hey, what about you go to a hotel and you steal the mirror?
That would be bad, yeah, probably.
Okay, wait, but happy medium with that one. What if you go to a hotel and you steal a plant, a little plant?
It's all a question, like anything, it's a matter of taste. You know it when you see it. I mean, there are some hotels where, frankly, I think you'll be making a positive contribution. But a lot of the time, you can't. The question of, have you done something naughty? And if you know in yourself you have, it's probably illegal.
What about when I was a bit younger, I was to say maybe...
Well, hang on a second, say no comment. There's no time limit on when you can be prosecuted, Ms. Jammer.
Is there not?
What if I was 11? I mean, you can't go to proper jail,
Yes, you can. No, not proper jail, but it doesn't matter. What did you do?
Well, I'm not saying I did it, but I'm saying what if I was to have put a candle at a restaurant in my bag?
Was it an expensive candle?
Not too sure.
Well, hang on, that's got nothing. You're a rubbish judge. What do you mean? Is it an expensive candle?
No, I'm very grateful for your assessment of my legal talent, Christopher. I know exactly what the question is. Is it reasonable? I mean, if it's a candle on the table that they expected to lose, then the question is, are you dishonest in taking that candle? Probably not. If it looks like a valuable thing, then objectively you probably are. Did you think you were doing something wrong?
She just liked it.
I just thought it was pretty.
Probably best to not advise your listeners to go around licking, the table thing.
No, yeah. I'm not condoning that in any way.
How long would I go to jail for if the candle was expensive?
Well, yeah, but hang on, you're saying it was when you were younger, right? So what I'm saying is...
12-year-old.
Okay, well, let's say Maya's 12 and she has to go to jail now. Does she go to the kids' jail or the adult jail now? Because she was 12 at the time.
It would be sentenced on the basis of the age she was at the time she committed the offence, probably.
What, so kids' jail?
I'd be in kids' jail.
Surely not.
23-year-old.
No, you wouldn't be. No.
Oh. Singing kids' box.
It's a hard not life in the jail with my little mates.
Thank you very much, Judge Rinda, as always, for your honest...
It's been an above-average joy, as ever.
I watched you on telly the other day as well, actually.
What happened?
I'm not too sure. There were some girls. One of them, broke somebody's phone or something, the other one's phone, and you were, not impressed by it at all.
Judge Rinda, was it?
Mm. Yeah, Judge
Rinda.
There's
a mad number of series you're on there.
Yeah.
I know.
You don't sound happy about that.
Well, you weren't even going to come up and sit in the courtroom.
Yes.
Is that an invite?
We've asked about this before.
Of course it is. Yeah, and they haven't showed up.
Yeah, we haven't.
Many, many times. Don't feel bad.
Okay. Would you like to be in the courtroom?
I would love to.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of cases I could bring to you myself, actually.
Okay, come up.
That would be good.
And you'll learn a bit of law. And It'll be brilliant.
Okay, thank you very much.
Fantastic.
Offer accepted.
How's your house, Christopher?
Yeah, it's coming on, thank you, Judge. Yeah.
You haven't invited me around. Not that I'd come, but you
wouldn't come. It's in Maidenhead. You wouldn't come.
Yeah, Maidenhead she lives.
Full sass again. I love you.
All right. Bye, dear.
Bye, dear.
Bye. Good luck.
Scott Mills. One.
Hello, it's Scott Mills here with Chris and Maya. Everyone at uni is going home for Easter, it looks like today. All Yasmin's uni flatmates in London have gone home. We're making her feel a little bit less lonely in her empty flat. Oh. Hi, Yasmin.
Hey.
Coming up, why I'm trying to make all the other DJs exercise with me.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
If it's meant to be.
Thank you, ma'am. Scott, Chris Meyer on Radio 1, BB Rexa, Florida Georgia Line, and Meant to Be, former tune of the week. Country is back.
It is. Massive Dolly Parton fan myself, so I'm happy for
it. Good. Now, it's nothing worse and weirder than when you put the radio on in the morning and the first thing you hear is yourself being talked about. Happened to me earlier. Grimmy was saying this.
Now, Scott Mills is saying Sunday morning it's going to happen. When do you think he's going to cancel? Do you think today or tomorrow?
7:30 on Sunday morning.
Do you think?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I think he'll do it before then. I think it could be like a 6 p.m. tomorrow evening because he's gone out for lunch, it's snowballed, and then now it's 6 p.m. and he's like, oh, I'll let him know now I'm not going spinning.
No, because he'll be like, no, it's fine. And he'll be a bit awkward and not know what to say. So he'll just put it off and put it off and
you
put it off.
Put it off, yeah.
This is when you realise what your reputation at your workplace is.
Okay, but this is kind of based on truth. So ordinarily, if you ever arrange something with Scott, he will always say yes. So you say, are you free then? Yes.
I can't say
you're
no.
You're that guy.
But
okay.
Normally ends up saying no.
Well, we've actually tried to arrange us three to go out next week. So what, are you going to flake on that as well?
No.
He's just saying yeah for the sake of it. It's going to be me and Chris alone.
No, yeah. Me and Chris said, like, we should do each other's nights out.
Yeah, I think this is a great idea.
Right, so explain what we were talking about.
So I was saying, why don't we each go out? We all go out together, but we each theme a night around us. So, like, you do a night that I would do.
Okay.
I do a night where, me and Scott do a night that you would do.
Right.
You do me and you do a night that Scott would do. I think I've said that in a really complicated way.
Basically, no, I get it. We do each other's
three
nights out.
Right,
basically, we go...
Each one of them takes it in turns.
Come dine with me,
but with the other person.
Without any food.
Yeah.
Just a rave.
So where would we go? Like, on your night?
On my night? Gosh, the options are endless, mate. Well, I went out last Saturday to that place where they do circus shows and stuff inside. Yeah, yeah. So we'd probably go to there. I love that one.
Keen. The London Eurovision party is coming up, so that's my one.
Yeah. Okay, that's where you go.
I'm going to take us all to a Watford game.
Yeah.
Or Crazy Golf.
Oh my God,
there's a nice open around here.
Yeah, there's a new Crazy Golf place. And he was like, that's my night out. That's my night out with us all.
That is good.
Anyway, Grimmy and me are supposed to be going to do a spin class on Sunday morning. And I just don't like the doubt that there is around this that I'm even going to show up. And then there's the whole thing with the changing rooms.
There's going to be a lot that's going to happen because you're going to be like, cycling together, sweating together.
Changing rooms together.
Showering together.
We won't shower together, Fiona, no. That might overstep the mark. Do you want to share this cubicle? No, there's 20 others.
You're going to be seeing Scott Mills' bits.
I'm not going to see Scott Mills' bits.
You are.
Why am I going to see Scott Mills' bits?
Because that's what happens.
No, it's not.
Well, hold on. Is Scott going to be one of those really awkward people in the change room?
I feel like Scott's going to erect some sort of tent to get into.
A towel covering every bit of his body.
And the first, because obviously I'd just woken up at this point. I was like, what are you about to say?
In the change room.
I feel like Scott's going to erect some sort of tent.
Tent, good.
Yeah, that was confusing then.
No, I am super private. He will not see anything.
You are.
I will
really?
I will be round that corner. You will not even see me.
See, I'm like a happy medium hider, so I'll have the towel around me, but then like if it falls I'm not mad at it.
I agree with you, actually. I'm exactly the same. I don't mind the occasional falls out, but as long as it's quickly covered up.
Yeah.
I'm not roaming around.
No, not allowed in Prouder. I'm not allowed in Prouder either. My mum is, though. She loves it.
But Scott, you're awkward in the changing room. I've been with you in the changing room.
Yeah, and this is going to happen again on Sunday with Grimmy. I will leave the changing room probably and go somewhere.
Maybe Chris can hold up the towel for you.
Yeah, do you want to come and hold the towel?
And he changes behind it.
Would you want me to hold the towel?
Yes.
That's what friends do.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd let me hold the towel, to be honest.
No,
you're that private.
Right, we went on...
Hold the towel. I've got a problem.
We went on Friday, and do you remember, I just scarper over to right over the other side.
Calm down.
You ain't going to see anything. Nothing. Nothing. More phallus.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Wolf Alice, Formidable Cool. Josh in Lancaster, why are you getting naked for a spin class? Just arrive in your gym clothes. Yeah, afterwards, for the shower bit.
Yeah.
Tommy Cornwall begs the question, what is Scott hiding?
Absolutely.
I'm not, I'm just a very private person.
Some people are more private, you know, it's normal.
See, Maya is of part Swedish descent, so there is no hiding there.
No, in Swedish saunas, of my experience, they all go naked.
Yeah.
So I've been visiting there since I was born, naked sauna time.
Right. But it's your family there.
Yeah, I've seen everyone. Seen
Who
them
have
all.
Seen?
Mum, nan, granddad.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Second uncles.
No,
all
no.
Of them.
But like
not keen.
No, not keen. But this
actually, though, I think it's better because it's just like you are you. You know, accept your body, embrace it.
In
the family tree.
In Scandinavia, that's not really like it's here. We're all like, oh goodness, imagine seeing my family's bits. There, it's just like it's just happening.
We've all got bodies. Get them out.
That's exactly it. It's a completely different cultural attitude.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
Yeah. Right, David Guetta and Sia, brand new track. This is Flames on BBC Radio 1.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
David Guetta and Sia, and that is Flames on BBC Radio 1. First time you heard that?
Yeah, first time. What do you think?
1980s.
Love it. No, it's not my favourite, I'll be honest.
Okay.
I do like Sia, but I didn't really.
Me and Greg James have this thing. There's like, there's great David Guetta songs, and then there's ones that not as good. I'm saying...
Still a legend, but...
Sexy Chick, one of the best.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Where Them Girls At.
Where Them Girls At. Yeah.
Good.
Up there. This one...
Fine.
I like it.
Fine.
It could be a grower.
Then there's other ones like Lovers on the Sun, not as good.
You think? I really got a soft spot for that.
Mm. Or There Will Be Best Memories For Me. Do, 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 do. Not as good. Not a classic.
Mm.
What about like Love, Don't Let Me Go? See, that's good.
Yeah, Don't Let Me Go.
We should point out, if you're just tuning in, nothing's happened to David Guetta. We're just reliving some of his...
He's still here and lovely.
Like, songs
still,
that we like.
He's still very much here. We're just respecting the great man.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
She's on the loose.
Ooh.
She's on the loose.
She is.
She is.
She'll be on the loose tonight.
That was Niall Horan on BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Stephen.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you on the loose tonight?
no comment.
Oh, all right.
That's a yes. Whereabouts are you from, Stephen, and what are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm just finished work. I'm from just outside Glasgow. I know Chris is going to a stag do in Edinburgh this weekend.
I am. That's right. I'm going straight after the show. And then tonight and then this weekend in Edinburgh on a stag do.
Lovely.
Come on.
Are you guys dressing up?
Yeah, you talk about this a lot on your weekend show.
I do. I have a lot of stags and hens.
Yeah.
So what's your theme?
Well, I should ask you, really, what should we be going as?
Well, we had a lot of nuns last weekend. There was also some devils as well, a bit contradicting.
Yeah.
But, and also, people go as animals quite often, so it's up to you.
Yeah, I don't know. The person who stag do it is... I don't know if he knows where he's going yet.
Oh.
And also, I don't want...
Well, you just said it on radio.
It's Chinese Dave stag do, everyone.
Right. Yeah, and that's in Edinburgh, yeah?
Oh, man.
But it's going to be awesome. But the thing is, he can't take a joke at all. So there's all this chat about what he should wear for fancy dress. And you know how you set up a WhatsApp group for these things?
Yeah.
Half the group are saying, like, right, let's really screw him over on the fancy dress front. Mm. And then people like his brother and a couple of other members are chipping in saying, look, guys, I don't really believe in humiliation.
It's oh. like, what? That's boring. You have to humiliate on a stag do.
Well, yeah. Who's what? So Chinese Dave is not going to like
it. Oh, you know
like
what he's like. He's sensitive.
Yes. He is. But you can't just make it like, it's going to be boring if you're just in spoons all night.
It's a stag do in Edinburgh. Come on.
At least get a feather boa out.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll let you know how it goes anyway. There'll be photos, I'm sure, later.
Okay, right. Stephen. It's a three-way today. You've got my choice, which is this.
Let's sing along. Like
I love
it.
That. It's like it's in the shower.
It's quite chilled, but it's a proper air grab from Jordan Sparks and Chris Brown. There's literally no air. None. No, like zero air.
A few from Chris Brown lately.
Can't breathe.
From you.
Yeah.
No, it's the theme.
I've really delved in.
Chris fan.
Chris, what have you got?
My choice is this.
Why are they all so...
Get us.
What's going on?
It's like some kind of sexy time.
Romantic on a Friday.
Okay. It's like late night.
Smooth R&B. Out now.
Late night love.
Okay, let's hope, so, let's hope Maya's got
Neo.
Something.
Sexy love.
Got anything more upbeat than that?
A little bit, but it's to the left a bit. Yes, mate. End ups. Girls. Now, I mean, it's not as romantic. It's kind of the opposite of romantic.
I forgot about this one.
It's no pupper if you can hear me.
A sing-along anthem, I think. What'd you do about me? Don't need to tell you, baby, because it's game for us to
Bangers
see
is weird
tonight.
To me. I can't win.
A girl version and a boy version of a sing-along.
How can she win?
How can she win?
How can she win?
I better win.
Right, come on then.
This is Bangers, yeah.
It is, yeah.
Bangers,
welcome
is.
Along. Ready one, you're on.
Sorry, mate. Yeah, I know. It's weird that you've got those three choices. It was a coincidence.
I'm not going to lie. There's two out of three that I really like.
Oh, okay, good.
You're in trouble. Let me think here. I'm going to go with... Oh, by the way, I never got to the bottom of, was it Maya Jama or Maya Jama?
What would you
call me? Call me what you like.
What is it actually?
Maya Jama.
Oh, right, like that. Like
no,
that.
No, it's not actually. I'm lying. It's Maya Jama.
Oh, so is it Maya Jama?
That's awkward because all the jingles go,
no,
Maya Jama.
It's my accent. My actual nan, who is the original Jama, calls herself Jama. So I just try and be posh and say Jama.
Oh, right. But like, because she's from Bristol, she's like, Jama?
Yeah, Maya Jama is okay. Actually.
Stephen, back to you.
Yes. I'm going to go with.
You can't remember them, can you?
Spit it out.
No, do you know what? I'm going to go with Chris.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Chris.
Sexy love.
Yes, sexy love. Like it.
I'll be thinking of you with this one.
My sexy love. So sexy.
Scott Mills.
Ooh, yeah.
Get this, Stuart on Twitter. After that round of bangers, a Scottish man saying sexy love is my new favourite thing.
Sexy love. Sexy love.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, people are saying, hello, it's Friday. I don't know why we all just went really chilled. I don't know why.
It's something in the air.
A lot of people, Maya, saying that N-dubs for bangers should have won, like Nicola and Swindon.
Thank you very much. Talisa's verse is arguably one of my favourite ever, so...
Do you know it?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Guys up with them, they be ringing on my phone, telling me they're all alone. No, stop it now, because it's... Yeah,
Did you actually just self-edit the word there?
Yeah. Well, yeah, really we obviously.
So clever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the first time I've actually listened to the lyrics to that song. By the way, did anyone go and see Neo at the time?
Didn't, but have you seen Neo without his hat on?
No.
Google it if you haven't, it's a shocker.
What do you mean?
It's got very weird...
When Neo came into the show, I taught him the In-Betweeners dance.
Yeah, you did.
Did
How
you?
Good is that?
He seems like a lovely man, actually. I shouldn't be mean about him.
That kind of makes a time reference there, doesn't it?
What's like, under the hat?
Same kind of time.
It's just a head.
Also, I like listening back to the lyrics, which I never have. I'm not keen on some of those, please. Keep on loving till it goes back down.
Scott Mills.
I think we all want to hear Scottish man saying sexy love again.
Yes, sexy love.
Scott, Chris and Maya on Radio 1. Coming up, we've got Drake, Teeks and Portugal the Man. Happy Friday.
I'm jealous. I'm overzealous.
Scott Mills.
Someone says we make a brilliant threesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Really nice.
Also made us aware of some more lyrics of Neo's Sexy Love, which shouldn't be on, to be honest, if you actually analyse them. Don't look them up at work.
I would like to hear, after that bangers caller, though, a full Scottish version of Neo's Sexy Love.
Yeah. That would be fantastic.
Like the full song.
Thank you, Benjamin, for getting in touch. Also, Jess and Owen saying, loving you guys on a Friday on a five-hour journey from Fleet to Bradford at the moment. Chris is off to a stag do tonight in Edinburgh. You're going to visit the old Triangle of Pubes?
Wow.
Yes.
That's an actual place. I've just heard. It's like a
I can't believe it.
What's it called? The pubic triangle.
Yes.
Okay. That's and it. Dave, the handyman, text in to recommend that. All recommendations welcome, of course.
Apparently great bars around the triangle area. So yesterday we played bangers and a girl called Sarah called up. And she wasn't having the best day.
Oh, what a day.
Right, tell me what's happened.
Day. Well, I went into work, you know, as usual, sat at my desk, and then they pulled me to the side, and I've been sacked.
Sacked? Why are you laughing? Sorry. That's really... Sorry, Sarah. Scott's
I've
laughing
got to the
at
stage
you here.
Now. I've just got to the stage where I just have to laugh about it, because it's just, like,
yeah.
too intense.
No, how annoying. I think it's the shock of hearing that someone's been sacked. We don't get that often here.
I didn't mean to laugh. It just really took me by surprise. I didn't know that... I'm so sorry about that. Now I feel bad about that now.
No, I think that's hilarious. I would have laughed. It's one of those ones when you know you're not supposed to laugh, then it just flies out.
Oh, we had an experience like that this week, didn't we?
Wait, what was that? Yes, we did.
That award ceremony.
Oh my gosh, what happened?
There's just certain places you can't laugh as well.
Definitely.
I'm not comparing the awards to that bit, so you can't really laugh at funerals.
Definitely not.
If I was a doctor, I'd be an awful doctor.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know what I mean? Because as soon as someone said something, I'd be like,
I know. I bet you've been fired.
I've been fired. My first ever job, actually, it was at a CAF, lovely CAF, an actual CAF that I was a regular at as well, which made it even sadder. On the Gloucester Road, if you're from Bristol, you'll know that. Me and my mum call it the Glocker. And I was about 15 or 16. Everybody in the summertime in Bristol used to go to the park called St. Andrew's Park. It was the place to be. It was lovely. And it was one Saturday. I really wanted to go, so I called up and did this massive, like, I'm so ill, you know, proper went for it.
Yeah. On the phone.
On the phone. Coughing, said I had diarrhoea, everything.
Yeah, the full works.
Full works.
And they can't argue with that either.
You can't because what do they want you to do? Yeah. Poo everywhere?
Yeah.
No. So I took to the Glocker Road. It's the only way to get to St. Andrew's Park and tried to duck in and out of the shops and everything so he wouldn't see. Even took a back road at some point and the boss saw me. Well, I think I saw him and then he glanced over and I ducked in, but definitely he caught my eye.
You're weaving in and out of the Glocker, are you?
In and out of the Glocker, in and out of the shop, and he still managed to see me. But instead of actually calling up and say, look, sorry about that, mate, I just completely avoided it.
That's what I would do?
Yeah, because I thought he's definitely going to fire me.
You can't call up. That would have been ridiculous. What, call up and say, now listen, we both know what's happened here. Is that what you're saying you should have done?
Yeah, maybe I'd just been like, look, mate, I came out to go and get some tablets or something, just made of an excuse.
Yeah, or... I don't know, it's quite drastic, but there and then, be ill.
Oh, on the floor, just fall down. Yeah, to be fair, it was summertime, I had my little shorts on, the makeup was done, I didn't look very ill. But yeah, and then I just completely avoided it and never went back in. So I don't know if he actually fired me, but I kind of fired myself in the assumption that I was fired.
So did they never call you?
Never. And I also never went back into the CAF.
Right. So you probably still can't go there now.
I'm banned for life, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I probably would do a dramatic fall to the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to try and...
poo yourself after as well.
Massive, if need be. Seriously, do you think you are still banned from there?
Well, I would never know. I could go in next week and he could be really welcoming and lovely, but in my
mind... Or he could hate you.
There we go. Don't want to take that chance.
Can we call them?
Yes.
I don't mind. Let's have a go.
Hello, am I banned?
Hi. The runs have cleared up now. Just wondering if I can have my Saturday job back.
Scott Mills.
Yes, I think we're enjoying this. I am. Are you, Maya Jama?
I'm loving it. Toes are tapping.
Chris?
Yeah.
It is quite Princey.
Yeah, it is a bit, yeah.
Janelle Monáe, Make Me Feel. Have you heard new Shawn Mendes yet?
I love Shawn Mendes.
Right, so his new track, have you heard it?
No.
Is this the quite emo one? Epic.
Shawn Mendes.
It's yes. So good. Okay, that's coming next. After James Hype. John?
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm Bristol, in
is
my
it?
Van.
Yes.
Are you on the Glocker?
I'm not far from the Glocker, actually.
Love the Glocks.
Where are you? Okay, tell me. You got fired.
So, yeah, when I was 16 at sixth form, I used to work in a big supermarket on the chilled department, stacking the shelves. And me and three of the guys decided we wanted some lunch. So we took some chickens from the hot counter.
I love them.
And we reduced them down to 10p per chicken. They were like £4 each back in the day. So we thought we were getting a bargain. So I was nominated to go through the tills, went through the tills, and they were on a buy one, get one free deal. So the till ended up malfunctioning because they were so cheap. And
what do you mean?
Manager,
how does it malfunction?
Because it was like, because chicken is not worth 10p.
Yeah.
Basically, because they want to buy one, get one free, the till tried to refund me the difference of the free chicken. But that had to be authorised by a manager.
No.
It was the worst. So the till manager cruises over, authorises it, gives me the refund. I take the chickens back up to the lunchroom. We're all chilling out, eating our chickens. Store manager, our manager, till manager barge into the lunchroom in front of the whole store.
Well, all three of them?
Yeah, all three of them. It was like something out of a film.
Could you have said, like, can we all just relax? This is a 10p chicken.
They weren't having it. So they didn't even say anything. They just started bagging up the chicken midway through us eating it.
You would have been caught red-handed with that, wouldn't you? You were eating the chicken there and then.
In hand, horrendous.
Oh, mate, bones and all.
Why would they take it back if you've already eaten it? What are they going to do with that?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we only had half of it. We were halfway through.
It's well medieval, your lunch, isn't it? Just all chilling there with your chickens. Very Henry VIII.
Yeah.
So yeah, then nothing was said. So we went back to work, and like we were all panicking. And then at the end of the shift, we were all suspended on full pay.
Pending
their investigation.
Can I ask what the investigation found?
The investigation found that I was guilty of reducing three chickens and purchasing them for myself. Basically, we were all taken in, and I took it really seriously and wore a suit to my disciplinary at 16. And
what was your defence?
My defence was that I didn't realise they were already reduced, and I just picked that up, but they had CCTV of me actually reduced.
When they bring out the video.
It was literally like the interview in a police interview. It was the most ridiculous situation I've ever been in my whole life. And now everyone knows me as the chicken thief, all my friends.
The chicken reducer.
Is that what they call you?
I'm known around these parts.
What's that? What's that?
The chicken thief.
Here, I'm the chicken thief.
Where's them chickens to then? One.
Okay, coming up, I've got so many good songs. Greatest hits for a Friday afternoon from Blink-182, Kate Nash, Mary J. Blige, Ricky Martin, Pussycat Dolls, all coming up. Are we all sitting comfortably for new Shawn Mendes? Because it's pretty epic.
I am.
Why the love for him so much?
Well, I have literally loved every single song he's put out. Absolutely. And he's not usually my style, but I'm a fan.
Okay, this is it. New.
Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
It's called In My Blood.
Help me. It's like the walls are caving in.
Scott Mills.
Me and Chris are back on Monday at 1 on BBC Radio 1.